T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
92.9 The Game.
Hey, what's going on, everybody? It's JR holding it down for you here on 92.9 The Game. I'm with you. 4 p.m. until 8 p.m. You got 4 hours of JR. You got to love it. Happy Easter to everybody. I hope you're enjoying a holiday. I hope you got some good grub on deck. I hope you can send me over some scraps, some leftovers. I am definitely going to need it. But we got a lot to talk about. First of all, if you want to holler at me, if you want to get at me, you already know the station's social media. You hit up 92.9 The Game. That's what it is on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. If you want to get at me directly, I am at JR Sport Brief. That's with 1S, folks. We got a lot to talk about besides Easter and all of the grub that I'm missing and I'm going to miss out on. I'm going to be looking for a good place to find some food. But listen, we got the NFL draft coming up starting this Thursday. We got the Falcons. We want to know what they need. Do they need to go offense? Do they need to go defense? I think most importantly, they need to figure out a way to keep those key players healthy. And then we got the Braves, who seem right now like an average team. They have to figure out what they want to do with all of that pitching that they have that seems to be a little mediocre. The NBA playoffs are going on right now. Atlanta United, they're in a rut. So we got 4 hours. We got plenty to talk about. I spoke to our main man, Elijah Holyfield, spoke to him recently. So we're going to have some time to chat it up with him in the next hour. And obviously, G-Day, I was out in Athens yesterday soaking in all the sights and soaking in a little bit of rain, too, as they had that spring game. So we got a little bit of football going on. But the big story this week is obviously the NFL draft. You know, we're going to have a big old draft party on Thursday at Mercedes-Benz Stadium. So we're looking forward to that. But something that's been debatable for a while, and it seems that you could probably say it's been debatable since last season when all the injuries went down, was the Falcons' depth. We know what the Atlanta Falcons can do on the offensive side of the ball. You know, people sometimes, I feel, they take Matt Ryan for granted. They take for granted that you have a quarterback who helped you get to a Super Bowl. You have a quarterback who you would probably choose over half of the rest of the NFL. You know, the NFL quarterback scene is littered in mediocrity. And then you also have, you have a star, arguably the best wide receiver in the entire NFL, in Julio Jones. We could talk about the speed of some other guys if you want to talk about the speed of an Odell Beckham Jr. Well, you got to deal with what comes off the field with him sometimes. And it may be an interesting show out in Cleveland when you team him up with Mr. Landry and now Mr. Mayfield. You can talk about an Antonio Brown, who is, Antonio seems a little loopy. He doesn't seem stable all the way. I mean, he's still throwing social media shots at Juju Smith-Schuster. This is a guy who went live on Facebook in a locker room. But with Julio Jones, it's all about the football. It's what he's doing out on the field. And even if he's not catching touchdowns, which he happened to pick up his pace last season, he says the right things. I mean, even if you think about his current contract situation, Julio Jones is saying, you know what, it's not for me about making the most money. You know, after a game when the Falcons did win last year and Julio maybe didn't catch a touchdown earlier on in the season, Julio was like, hey, I'm out there doing my job. If Ridley is catching the touchdowns, that's all that matters. And then you expect to have a healthy Devontae Freeman. You know, he's had a full offseason. He had the majority of last season while he was rehabbing to come back. Those are your triplets right there. Those are the guys, in addition to Ridley, who went on a hot touchdown streak to start last season. Those are your stalwarts to score the touchdowns. And then also with the additions to Jamon Brown, when you bring in a James Carpenter, when you still have a Mack and you still have a Matthews on the left side of the line, I personally am not all that concerned about the Atlanta Falcons and what they're going to do on offense. I think they're going to put up points the way that they did last year, sans injuries, okay? If you have a Devontae Freeman out there, you know what? If you still have an Ito Smith to go out there and play, I think that they will put up points. And we can all say, okay, we brought in James Carpenter, and okay, we brought in Jamon Brown, and yeah, he was with the Giants last year, he was with the Jets. And you may look at these guys as retreats, but they're solid NFL players. You know what you're going to get. And with the Falcons having that 14th spot in the draft, I think that they need to address the defense. It's the defense. You can only score so much. But when it boils down to it, what is the defense going to do to keep you in the game? That's extremely important with that 14th spot for the Falcons if they want to get back to the playoffs and improve on that 7-9 record that they had last year. And I know the defense was snake bit just like anything else last year. You know, if you have a Deion Jones who's going to go down, if you're going to have a Keanu Neal and a Rico Allen, you're going to have a torn ACL here, you're going to have a blown out Achilles here. What really do you expect from them coming into next season? Those aren't like run-of-the-mill injuries. You know, one of these guys didn't break a finger. We can all talk about how prepared that they're going to be for next season. In 1 year, I don't care if it's basketball. I don't care if it's football. When you're talking about torn ACLs and you're talking about, you know, blown out Achilles, those are injuries that you don't just wake up and come back from and have the same type of explosiveness. I don't expect to see Rico Allen out there and Keanu Neal just going right or looking the same way that they looked before they were injured. And then if you look at someone like Desmond Trufant, who had some trouble last year with keeping a receiver in front of him, and then you also have a young corner like Isaiah Oliver, I think defense is the most important thing that the Falcons need to take care of this year. And I think they need to do it in the draft. And you can look at it one or two ways. You can look at the defensive line and say, okay, we got Grady in the middle. Do we add somebody else in the middle to help with the pass rush or right down the middle with the run? Do you hope and pray that Mr. Vic Beasley wakes up and develops an additional pass rush move? Or is that 1 year just an aberration? Because time is ticking on Vic. The time is ticking about whether or not he's going to stick around with the Atlanta Falcons or whether it's time to cut bait. You know, Dan Quinn only has but so much time before you look and say, you know what? He's not cutting it for me. We may have to cut him or move on. That's just the reality of it. You still have Tack on the other side. But the issue is, do you have a pass rush that puts pressure on the quarterback? And then do you want to rely on the corners to pick up any slack if there is no pressure? Or do you want to work from the back towards the front and say, okay, you know, let's pick up a Greedy Williams from LSU and select him at corner and try to, you know, see if we can put some of the wide receivers on a Greedy Island? Or do you want to go towards the front? And we know there are several NFL draft prospects. If you listen to anybody worth anything, or if you watched any college football last year, there are tons of players to be had right there on the front line. I don't care if you're talking about Quinnen Williams from Alabama. I don't care if you're talking about Ed Oliver out of Houston. You know, do you want to get somebody on a defensive end right now? Probably not. I would probably take my chances in Vic being inspired to keep his spot and probably not go anywhere near someone like a Nick Bosa, who's probably nowhere near as good as his brother Joey, who's out in Los Angeles right now. So there are plenty of options for the Falcons to go ahead and try to build on the defensive side of the ball. Because if you ask me, I am not all that confident and a return that their cornerbacks and their safeties are going to be at the top of their game. Not because they aren't capable, but because physically they are not going to be ready. That's going to be tricky. I wouldn't count on two star players with a blown Achilles from last year and a torn ACL. That's not what I would necessarily go ahead and do. So I think defense is extremely important. if the Falcons want to go out there next year and build. You have that 14 spot. This is a deep draft. I'm not mad at building at defense. And I know some people say, well, we don't necessarily have the depth that we want on offense. And okay, we need to build up on the line. And that's true. You don't necessarily know who you have on right tackle. You know you have Jake Matthews on the left side. You're not too sure who you have on the right. And you say, okay, we need depth. But do you want a whole entire, mediocre team on both sides of the football? Falcons don't need help on offense right now. Falcons need help on defense. And that's what we're going to talk about here in this first hour. It's JR holding it down for you and with you on 92.9 The Game. We're going to take your calls next, okay? Do the Falcons need to go offense? Do they need to go defense? It's JR holding it down for you. Call me up, 404-741-0929. It's The Game. JR here with you on 92.9 The Game, holding it down until 8 p.m. A big week in the world of football. We're talking Falcons. Do they need to go offense? Do they need to go defense? Call up. Let me know what you think. 404-741-0929. You know, when I look at the way the team is constructed, I say they can go out and get some points. They can do that. They have the triplets to do it. A healthy Devontae Freeman, Matt Ryan, Julio Jones. They have a decent line with the additions of Jamon Brown and James Carpenter, with Mack and Matthews. I think the offense is okay. I think they have to go defense. And we know last season they certainly had their own issues on the defensive side of the ball as well. Ain't no doubt about that. When you have a Deion Jones, Keanu Neal, and Rico Allen going down, but they have to fix that depth. They want to get some pressure on the interior of the defensive line, on with the edge rushers. Vic Beasley has to show up. Tack McKinley has to play. But there's so many defensive linemen that you can go ahead and get in the draft this year. And Thomas Dimitroff earlier this week, he basically told us about the injuries of last season and how he thinks about this season. Listen to him talk about the injuries.
We hope that those guys all heal completely, and there's no question it's in the back of our mind. You know, we would be short-sighted if we weren't thinking that way. That said, we have a really good feeling of where we are with our depth. That's our job to know where we are. It's not yours as much, but it is ours, and we have an idea of where we are and where we need to continue to build.
And he also has an interesting way of looking at the entire draft and what you may have in that 14th slot. You know, it's commonplace when you evaluate your team to say, okay, this is our hole. This is what we're lacking. I am going to go ahead and get X player. I'm going to go ahead and get this dude because he fits in best with what we need or where we were hurt last year, a depth that we don't have. Dimitroff has a little different way of looking at the draft and drafting by need. Listen to this.
Of course, we're needs-based. And that said, we're not just going to go after someone because we need that position. We need to make sure that talent is matching, you know, what is on the board.
That's interesting. Matches what happens to be on the board. Well, I think there are going to be a plethora of defensive tackles and linemen that he can look at. And if they do decide to look at cornerback, I mean, you have a local guy in DeAndre Baker from the Dogs that you can go ahead and get. If you think that he's a little too slow because he ran a 4.5 at the combine, then you say, okay, I want to go bigger. I want to go to LSU, and I want to go ahead and get Greedy Williams. Then that's a different situation. A taller, leaner cornerback who admittedly has said, you know what? I need to improve upon all my tackling. I need to be a little bit more aggressive. And we all know the stigma that comes with being a cornerback in the NFL. You have some dogs who will go out there and get you, hand fight you at the line of scrimmage. And then we certainly do have cornerbacks who are tall, long, and some of them, unfortunately, they're undersized. They get bullied just all over the field, especially when you look at a player like Julio Jones. You put a 5'10 cornerback on him, and you just see what Julio is able to do to some of these smaller cornerbacks. So I don't know if Thomas Dimitroff is looking at it as a cop-out and saying, okay, or taking the pressure off for whoever they do decide to pick with that 14 selection on Thursday night. But I think corner is a need. I think defensive line is a need. And I think that he's basically trying to cover his bases before the draft, because I think people, everybody, obviously, everybody has a different opinion. And when that selection goes up there at 14, his phone is going to be ringing. The quotes are going to go out. We are going to be talking about it on the radio. And that press conference defending that pick, whoever they decide on Thursday night, is going to have to be had on Friday. And between Dimitrov and Dan Quinn, their contracts run until 2022. But Tom may not necessarily be on their side, because in my opinion, they're going to have to make the playoffs or get real close to it to stick around and see out the remainder of that deal. Tom isn't necessarily on their side. And when you look at Coach Dan Quinn, if they have a healthy roster, his head can definitely be on a stake if they don't get close to the playoffs. So as he gets ready for the draft, he actually also made some points about going through the evaluation process and how he feels about the upcoming season.
Love this time of year, all the work and prep, you get to add players to the team. And it's always such an interesting process. And at the end, you get to see, you know, who would potentially be the best fit for your team.
And, you know, the Falcons, they've caught a little bit of slack this offseason. There hasn't been huge impact players. I mean, earlier this week, last week, they added Tyler Davidson to pair him up on a defensive line. He's not someone who's going to, you know, go out and get the quarterback. He's probably more strong on the run game. It played 3 years starter on the New Orleans Saints. And these are the type of players that you look at and go, okay, we have a rotational piece. What are we going to do with actual impact players? And that's what makes me think that they're going to go ahead and get an impact player on the defense from the draft, as opposed to signing someone. I mean, Davidson is not actually going to inspire the masses in regards to his play. I mean, this is what Dan Quinn had to say about Tyler.
We were really impressed through free agency about his ability to play the run. He's got really long arms for a guy who's not really tall, so he could get in, he can disengage. And I just felt he played with the toughness. He was really strong and sturdy inside, and so we thought if we could add him into that mix of guys, it would be really impactful for us.
Well, what else would you expect Coach Dan Quinn to say? He's going to go ahead and defend the signing. And when you have to dress it up a little bit more as to who he is. I mean, who gets excited about talking about long arms? Unless you're in the NFL draft process, unless you're trying to really dress up someone that you just signed to the team and signed to the squad. And we know there's a couple of ways that you can add to your team. Obviously, that's free agency, and then that's building through the draft. And that's something that the Falcons, that's been their MO. Let's go ahead and get some young guys in here that we can sign, and let's draft some that we can actually go out and develop. And we talk about the defensive side of the ball. Dan Quinn went a little bit further in saying, hey, you know, we may go offense in the draft this season. We brought in someone young like Calvin Ridley, who went out and caught 10 touchdowns last year, caught the ball for a little more than 800 yards, and certainly made his mark. So you can't discount what you're going to go ahead and get out of a young player. This is what Dan Quinn had to say about Mr. Calvin Ridley.
Sometimes it has a little bit to do with the background that they came from. I think if you remember last year, we thought Calvin would be able to get up to speed more quickly than some because of his background at Alabama. And at that time, between Sark and Dayball and Nick and the system that they had run, he was going to be able to get up to speed quicker than most in this system.
And you know what? That may be on the offensive side of the ball, and someone who's going to be coming out of Alabama on the defensive side of the ball this year is Quinnen Williams. But he will probably be gone by the time the Falcons go ahead and select that 14. And I don't think there's a good reason for them to even look into moving up. Because if they do decide to go ahead and get a defensive tackle, why are you trading later assets? Why are you packaging up a player? Stay where you're at 14 and add a defensive lineman. We don't know if Greedy Williams is going to be there. We don't know if DeAndre Baker is going to be there, but I would venture to say one of the corners is there. And as I stated in the first half of the show, You got to be careful with bringing back a Rico Allen or expecting him to be all the way healthy from his Achilles injury. You got to be careful from bringing back Neal from last year off of his injury. So the Atlanta Falcons have some work to do. The only thing that would shock me with the Atlanta Falcons is if they do decide with that 14th pick, take someone for the offense. Don't do it. It's a tricky situation. I would stay away from it. We got some callers on. We're going to take your calls, 404-741-0929. Do the Falcons need to go offense? Do the Falcons need to go defense? You can find us at 92.9 The Game. You can hit me up at JR Sport Brief. But right now, we got Brian calling in from Noonan. Brian.
Yes, sir.
Hey, what are your thoughts on the Falcons in this upcoming draft?
They need to go O-line because you got the billion-dollar man back there behind center. He's on his back too much. And I agree with you about Dan Quinn being his head being on a stake. I'm a huge Auburn fan. He's about like Gus Malzahn. He's full of hot air. If you don't make the playoffs, put him in the wind.
Oh, well, you're ready to get rid of Dan Quinn already, huh?
Yeah, I mean, already, yeah. He's had years to get it right, and I know he's had some injuries, but he always comes up with an excuse, man. I'm tired of excuses.
Okay, I could dig that. But let me ask you a question about what you said about the offensive line. You don't sound like you have too much confidence in the additions of James Carpenter and Jamon Brown, who helped. Jamon Brown actually helped solidify the offensive line for the New York Giants last year. Why aren't you confident with what the Falcons did on the O-line?
Yeah, I mean, I haven't seen him play for the Falcons yet. So, yeah, he may work out, but I'm just hung up on the O-line because that's been our problem for so many years. We need to go get, and I'm not saying Brown's not, but we need to get some first-tier O-linemen and not settle for anything less on the O-line. Pull out the pocketbook, spend some money, and go get them.
I can dig it. Thank you for calling in from Noonan, my man. And that's the sentiment that a lot of folks have. They want to see Matt Ryan protected. And when you have a contract like he has, when you're one of the best in the NFL, you want to go ahead and protect that quarterback. But I think the Falcons have to go defense if they want to get back to the playoffs. Call me up. Let me know what you think. Should the Falcons go offense? Should they go defense? It's JR with you here on 92.9 The Game. Call us up, 404-741-0929. It's JR here with you on 92.9 The Game, Atlanta Sports Radio. I'm going to be holding it down with you until 8 p.m. We are talking Falcons. Why? Because Thursday is the 2019 NFL Draft. It's what's getting ready to go down, and that's exactly what we're talking about. Yo, shout-outs to Brian and Noonan. He called in, and he said he wants to protect Matt Ryan, and I'm not mad at him. But we're going to take a few more of your calls. I see you out there, Darryl, representing for East Point. We're going to chat it up. If you want to holler at me, you can find us online, all social media, 929 The Game. You can hit me up at JR Sport Brief. And I get the situation about Matt Ryan. Granted, you want to protect someone. Last year, Matt Ryan got a five-year extension, $30 million per year. He's going to be 34 years old next month. You want to protect him. You want to see him upright. Nobody wants to see Mr. Schaub playing quarterback. If Mr. Schaub is playing quarterback under any circumstances this upcoming season, I'm going to venture to say that the season has turned into a disaster, unfortunately. All right, this is not 5, 6, 7 years ago. Matt Schaub is not in Houston. He's not a flash in the pan. If we see him now, that's a bad look. That's a bad idea. But I'm going to go back to what I said earlier. The Falcons, for all of their injuries, for as much as you thought that their offense was bad and terrible last year, that they needed help, that they needed everybody to be healthy, last year they were 10th in points, 26 points per game. It's good for 10th, okay? Two-thirds of the league were worse than them. They were in the top third, okay? They were right there. They were 6th in yards per game. They had an opportunity to go out there and win. They had approximately 390 yards per game. They were able to move the football despite the offensive line play. So when you're thinking about that, keep this in mind when the draft is going on Thursday. They scored points last year. It may not have been pretty. It may not have been at the pace that you were used to or you would have expected, but the offense was still serviceable. The defense, on the other hand, need a little bit of help. Let's go to the phone right now, and let's check in with my main man, Daryl, who's calling in from East Point. Daryl, what are your thoughts on the Falcons?
I agree with you. The Falcons need to beef up the defensive line and get a cornerback. And if we go offense in the later rounds, get a running back, because we have so many little guys. Man, we need somebody that can pound that ball, man, inside, man, and get us that 1 yard that we seem to struggle with all the time.
Yeah, Eno, Tevin, Devontae, and Devontae goes out with a core muscle injury. I can't dispute that. And you know what? In a little while, we're actually going to chat it up with my main man, Elijah Holyfield. He's a smaller back, but he's built like a truck. And when you look, you spoke about the defensive line need. Is there anybody in particular that you look at and say he'd be a good fit for the Falcons?
I like that kid out of Clemson.
Lawrence?
The big guy.
Dexter.
The tall one.
Okay.
Dexter Lawrence.
Yes.
Dexter Lawrence, because, you know, the Falcons, we got a lot of little fire plugs, man. We need some big guys. Even if they don't get to the quarterback, they can just hold their hands up and knock the ball down sometimes, you know?
I can.
And we definitely need to stop the run. So we got to have that beef up there so little guys like Deion Jones can get in there and make the tackles and not have to shed offensive linemen, you know?
I can dig it, Dow. Thank you for calling up. Shout-outs to Dow. He makes a good point. For as great of a Pro Bowler as Grady Jarrett is, and he's probably going to get paid, too. We all hope that contract comes in, because if he's sitting on that franchise tag will actually lock up some future moves that the Falcons want to make. So it's in everybody's best interest to get that man an extended contract and not sit him in on that franchise tag. But Grady is not a giant. He's skilled. He's strong as a bull. He's strong as an ox. But he can't do everything in the middle by himself. And putting rotational players around him isn't necessarily going to help. Like we said earlier, having Tyler Davidson on the team, he's a rotational player. Okay, great. He was a 3-year starter on the Saints. But what is he going to do when you put the pressure on him and say, hey, it's your job? Do you think he's really going to go out there and keep it? And Dexter Lawrence, hey, he came off of Clemson. He has a pedigree. Let's go back to the phones. Let's check in with Tyler calling in from Sandy Springs. Tyler, what's on your mind with the Falcons?
Hey, man, what's going on?
I'm well. What's going on with you?
Hey, man, happy Easter. Hey, I agree with you, and I'll just put it to three games in particular. If you look at weeks 3, 4, and 5 of last year, we scored 35 points, lost all three games on either the last play of the game or the last round of the game. We lost those games. We need to definitely beef up the defense. Yeah, I'm with you on that.
I dig it, Tyler. Thank you so much for calling up. And that's what it boils down to. Offense, we all know, it doesn't matter what sport you're talking about nowadays. You want to put up the points. You know, we've seen the evolution in regards to basketball and the Warriors. You're actually playing the Clippers right now. It's all about points. When you look at the NFL, it's no different. It's like watching a video game. It's like watching NFL blitz. It's like, let's get the ball to someone who has skill and try to work it out from there. It's by no coincidence that with all the injuries that the Falcons had last season, they were still able to go out there and get some points on the board. Now, if you want to go ahead and look at a team, and I hate to bring them up, it sickens me a little bit to bring them up, people were writing off the New England Patriots last season. People were saying, okay, Tom Brady, he doesn't have what he used to have in his arm. People were looking at the yardage and the plays that they were giving up on the defensive side of the ball. But as they got closer to that championship, they were able to tighten things up. And that defense kind of lived in a bend but don't break mode as they went and got another Super Bowl championship. And that hurt me to say it, so I'm not going to say it again. So when you think about the defense, the Falcons offense can get the job done. The defense needs some help, especially coming off those injuries, especially coming off a lower leg injuries. Let's check in on the phone one more time. We got Frank calling in from McDonough. Frank, what do you think the Falcons need to do with the draft this season?
I would actually go with the offensive line because the draft is deep on the defense, whereas offense, if you try to wait until like the fourth or fifth round, you're not going to get anybody. And that's been the main problem with the Falcons. They haven't really invested in offensive line outside of Jake Matthews. And you can't keep bringing in these one-year players. I mean, eventually you got to invest in some young talent that you can get on the cheap. That way you can afford to pay some of these guys on the defense. And the thing is, with the defense, you have to look at some of these games. Yes, they score like maybe 30-some points against the Saints and the Bengals, but there are other games they will score like less than 20. So I think those numbers, it's not like they'll score like 20-some points every game. You know, you have one game where they score a lot, but then they score less in other games. And then really the Falcons, I mean, they have been able to punch in the red zone a lot. And their secondary just got burnt a lot. So it wasn't really kind of like just the defensive line. It was more about Trufant and Alford not really doing their job. I think that's how they lost those games against New Orleans and to Cincinnati. I mean, you know, you just had your defensive backs just bouncing off of people.
Well, we know that's definitely something that they need to look into as well when you talk about the corners. And you hit the nail on the head. I would agree with the latter part of it. They need help with the defensive backs. And we know Alford is now gone. Poole is now a member of the New York Jets. Isaiah Oliver is a young guy. And you kind of spoke to my point at the end of what you said, that they need to work on the defense. I mean, I don't think Jonah Williams is going to be there from Alabama for them to take at the 14th slot. I would look at the defensive line. I would look at the corners as something that we need to go out and get to stay competitive. And throughout all of their injuries, they were still able to put up those points. It wasn't like exactly what you said. Here's 30 points. Here's 40 points. Yeah, you're going to have some hiccups and bumps when you don't have your key guys out there. But the fact that they were able to be in the games, sans defense, I want to give the Falcons some credit for that. And we also are going to start talking about the Georgia Bulldogs. Yesterday, they had G-Day. The spring game got going. And we don't know. We actually may get a Bulldog or two that now becomes a Falcon. That's what we're going to talk about in a little bit. It's JR holding it down on the game. 92.9 Atlanta Sports Radio. Hit us up, 92.9 The Game, on all social media. Hit me up at JR Sport Brief. It's JR here with you on 92.9 The Game, Atlanta Sports Radio. We spoke about the Falcons this first hour. I'm here with you until 8 p.m. We're going to start talking about G-Day, Georgia, the Bulldogs. Also spoke with my main man, Elijah Holyfield. Gonna hear his thoughts on potentially becoming a Falcon, how he deals with the comparisons to his dad. So that's gonna be coming up at the conclusion of this break once we move on into the 5 o'clock hour. But I want to give a shout out to everybody who hit me up online. First of all, find us at 92.9 The Game. You can find me at JR Sport Brief. Barrett J. Gay from Atlanta said the Falcons' offensive stats last season were inflated by 3 meaningless wins at the end of the year, Arizona, Carolina, and Tampa. We were embarrassed by the AFC North while the Saints went undefeated against that same division. Well, first of all, I wouldn't compare anything that the Saints did last season to the Falcons. First 2 picks in the draft should be in the trenches. I agree. But I think on the trenches, it's the defensive side of the ball. I'm not going to discount those wins at the end of the year. We know certain teams are better than others. Arizona Cardinals are certainly a disaster last year, led by a quarterback in Rosen who may not even be with the team in a few days. But I'm not going to discount them putting up 40 points. And I'm not going to throw out the fact that, okay, yeah, they went on a 5-game losing streak in November into December. There is no such thing as an easy game in the NFL. There isn't such thing as an easy point. I want to give them credit despite their injuries, and I'm not going to ignore the numbers, especially this year with having an offense that probably shouldn't be worse health-wise than it was last year. I got to give the Falcons some credit on the offensive side of the ball. I have to. And I'm going to hope and expect them to come out and move and get some defensive players in the draft in a few days this upcoming Thursday. All right? We need to give them a little bit of credit on the offensive side of the ball. This is JR holding it down on 92.9 The Game. We're going to be talking about Bulldogs, the Georgia Bulldogs, when we come back. And also, we're going to be checking in with my main man, Elijah Holyfield. It's JR on 92.9 The Game, Atlanta Sports Radio.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game Haviland Express Loop Sports Flash. For specials and more, go to HavilandSportsFlash.com.
I'm Caleb Johnson. G-Day 2019 between the...
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.